Well, the rollout has been slower than most would like, but millions of Americans have been able to get at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. So now what? Public health officials say people who've been vaccinated should still take precautions, like wearing masks and social distancing, because vaccines aren't perfect, and it may be possible to pass the coronavirus to people who haven't had a shot yet. There are also concerns about more contagious variants spreading, and there's the idea that if you give people an inch, they'll take a mile. Our next guest argues those kinds of warning messages may be oversimplified and has been writing about how to have nuanced conversations on navigating life post-vaccine. Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Gandhi, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You wrote recently that to motivate people to get vaccinated, we need to message optimism, not doom. What do you mean by that?
You know, what I mean by that is that I've been looking at ads in Europe, and they show older people saying, I get vaccinated so I can see my grandchild, or I get vaccinated so I can gather with my friends. And we are sort of, in general, messaging a kind of non-nuanced, I get vaccinated so that nothing changes. That actually isn't true. Of course, things will change after vaccination. It will change in a tiered way, meaning vaccinated people may have a set of recommendations that will be differ from unvaccinated. If you put a vaccinated and unvaccinated person together, they'll be different. But these kind of tiered recommendations, the public can actually understand. We do it in HIV all the time. And it could motivate vaccination instead of saying, oh, nothing is going to change, which isn't accurate.
I see. But, you know, from a practical standpoint, you know, a lot of the first folks to get vaccinated are older Americans. So they're wondering things like, you know, can I hug my grandchildren again? Or am I going to be able to go to that wedding that has been planned for next summer? I mean, for folks who have these kinds of questions, what's your guidance?
My guidance is use the principles of, again, of this nuanced tiered messaging and think, okay, if you're vaccinated, you're actually the one who's safe. So the question of you hugging your grandchild is more around, is there a very low chance that you could transmit to a grandchild? I think it's very, very low. And every family is going to decide for themselves if they want that grandmother to mask before they hug their grandchild, or if they want them to test before they come and visit their grandchild. But older people gathering together who have been vaccinated is a perfectly safe activity. And when you said, give an inch, take a mile, I really want to comment on that, because our messaging, especially in the United States around this entire pandemic, has been one that has been a little distrustful of the public. I'm going to give you really simple instructions so you don't actually go outside of my instructions. So stay at home even is kind of an instruction that belies the need to work for essential workers or loneliness for single people. So instead, it's really okay to say, if this, then that. Vaccinated people together, fine. Vaccinated against unvaccinated, you decide how much the data on transmission concerns you. I personally am very, very convinced that by definition, reducing symptomatic illness is also going to reduce what's in your nose from all this accumulating data. But we can wait until that data is perfect. And then a family will decide for themselves if they want the grandmother to test before they hug the child.
And how about for the sort of general population? I mean, when do you think many of us will be able to, you know, gather with friends and family again and let your guard down?
It'll happen when we reach herd immunity. What does that mean? It means maybe 70% coverage. We already have maybe 50 to 100 million people in the U.S. have already been infected with COVID. We've had 32 million vaccinated as of February 7th by the CDC. I don't know how long it's going to take. The way the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are rolling out, it's very much slower than we had hoped. And I'm really hoping that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be added on February 26th by the FDA as yet another option so that we can get to herd immunity faster. When will it happen? Fall or winter of 2021, depending on rollout. And that's the entire point. It will be normal. We will gather.
So I have to ask then, Dr. Gandhi, have you yourself joined the herd yet? Have you gotten the shot? And if so, yes. Are you going about your life any differently than before you were vaccinated?
So I am a healthcare worker. I have gotten both doses of the vaccine, and I'm 14 days post my second dose, so I am truly immune. Yeah, 95% efficacy and 100% efficacy against severe disease with these two mRNA vaccines that we have in this country. My parents got their first dose yesterday, they are going to have their second dose in 4 weeks, and then 10 to 14 days after that, they will travel. It will be two vaccinated people visiting one another, so that feels really safe, and we will be visiting without restrictions. However, I am not changing my behavior outside the home because there are many people who are unvaccinated. I want to be respectful. We don't want a system where we don't know who's vaccinated, who's unvaccinated. And if there's this tiny chance I have that colonization, I'm not going to pass it. So I haven't changed anything outside the home. But there are many healthcare workers who are meeting and sitting down together without their masks.
It's so great, though, to hear that you'll be able to visit with your folks soon, unmasked, yes, and in a more normal state. I can see now why you are feeling optimistic, and I appreciate your sharing that little bit of sunshine with us as well.
Yes.
Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Gandhi, thank you so much.
Thank you.